Fellow for Lover, and welcome back, y'all, to the Growing Samoan Podcast. I'm your host, Henry Willie, DJ Hen, Uncle Hen, all that good stuff. The journey continues, my friends. The journey continues. And what a beautiful journeyful day it is today as you get to listen to an awesome episode. So today's episode is actually us being interviewed on another podcast by another fellow Samoan. So with that being said, talofa lava, aloha, malolelei, yorana, bulavinaka, kiora, and hello, greetings to everybody. So check it out, you guys. So this was an honor to be on another Samoan podcast because we have a feeling that this is growing, and I've always had a feeling that growth takes time, and I knew that my feeling was this, that something like our podcast is going to take time to grow, and we know it's still early, but the momentum of where it's going to is just a remarkable thing to witness. And I'm thankful that for you guys, the listeners that are listening to this podcast live as it airs, you guys are able to witness the beginning stages of our community in the podcast space, Samoan community, and how it helps out and can help out everybody, you know, one way or another. So this episode is a very, very special one for me because what this guy is doing, and if you know, for his interviewing of us, is something that I love, that I truly believe can help out so many people in our lifetime. And his name is Hines. He will be interviewing me and Tala. Oh, what's up, Tala? Hey, Tala. I forgot to say my beautiful co-host, Tala. She's not here right now. I'm just doing this intro, but she will be in the interview. As the interview is me and Tala being on the FT podcast, hosted by Hines. So the FT podcast is a great way for you podcasters that if you want to start a podcast and you want to spread the word, the FT podcast is perfect because what Hines does is he promotes other podcasters. And I talked with him and we have the same feeling about podcasting, that if you have something that you want to talk about and you're good at, you're great at, and you just want to voice it out, hey, start a podcast and then jump on the FT podcast because he'll promote you. With that being said, today's episode has some great information for everybody. I hope you guys take away bits and pieces and use it in your lives. We are being interviewed by Hines on his podcast, and I highly suggest that each and every one of you guys go down to the bottom of the show notes. I am going to leave the link to the FT podcast. Click on the link, subscribe to his podcast, and also play this episode on his podcast again, because on this episode of Growing Samoan, I will only be playing the interviewing part. But on his podcast, he has a beautiful intro about other Polynesian Islander podcasters, Pacific Islander podcasters. He has great information about if you feel like starting a podcast, how does it feel to be a podcaster. There's just a ton of stuff. He gives shout outs to a lot of podcasters, and it's just extra information that you won't be able to hear on this podcast. So if you want to hear a lot of more about Hines and the FT podcast, yeah, just go click on the link and listen to that also. In the beginning part, he has a great intro, man. Big ups to you, man. Hines, you know, I love what you're doing, man. Spreading the word. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast episode. And with that being said, my friends, keep growing, keep growing. Keep growing. And we're going to dive into that episode right now.
This is episode 4 of the FT podcast. I just wanted to introduce our guests for this episode. They currently have a podcast and a YouTube channel. They already have 20 episodes, and you can find them on both platforms wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are on YouTube, they also have a Twitter handle, which is looks like it's brand new. Their goal is to reach the Polynesian Pacific Island community on how to manage personal finances, options of how to invest money, how to get out of debt, and how to overcome financial issues step by step, because these are challenges that they've already overcome. And they also talk about other stuff too. You can find new episodes every other Sunday. I'd like to welcome DJ Hen and his lovely wife Tala, the Growing Samoan Podcast.
Woo-hoo, yeah. Hello. Excited to be here.
Yeah.
Babe. Hey, honey.
Yes.
We made it.
Yes, we did.
Whatever.
We made it.
Episode 4. You guys
I can't believe it.
You guys are 20 episodes in. So, like, first start off, like, maybe some intros, like, where are you guys from? And then how did you guys start your podcast?
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Well, first of all, you know, man, thanks for that intro. I'm just happy to be on your podcast. We made it, baby. We made it to the number one podcast in the world right here.
to all the, as you said, you know, to the two listeners out there, man, we thank you too. We thank you two people for clicking on this and listening. You're so grateful.
Hey, those two listeners are the best. You know, those are the number one fans right there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say we made it is because really, I could see this podcast, the FT podcast, just blowing up in a big, major way. And I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to be on the podcast with you, my friend Heinz, and, you know, with my lovely wife to talk about some stuff, you know. So, first of all, just thanks, bro. Thanks, man. Oos.
No problem.
Man, you're the shit.
Well, you know, this podcast is to promote other podcasts. So it's like, you guys have a podcast. We just recently linked up. It's crazy. Like just following your podcast. It's like, dude, me and you have a lot in common. Me and you have a lot in common, Hen. That's why it's just like crazy. So it's like, it's like, I feel like I've known you, like, or like we should have met already, especially from the Seattle Tacoma area. You know what I mean? So
it's just crazy. I feel the same way, bro. I mean, just being like beginner podcast, I feel like, cause you know, we just started, me and Tyler, not too long ago. And I told myself, man, I just wish there were more people, our Polynesian community, you know, people out there that would start podcasts so we can, even though there was some already.
Not a lot, though.
Exactly. And my thing was, man, I want to get anybody interested in anything, but mainly from our Polynesian Samoan community and Polynesian, Micronesian, Islanders in general.
Yep.
Having starting podcasts and stuff, you know, and when I heard start hearing yours and then this podcast in particular, the FT podcast and what it represents on promoting Samoan, Polynesian, Pacific Islander podcasts, I just said, I was like, damn, you're thinking exactly what I was thinking. But our podcast is, you know, as we're going to talk more about, is mainly about finances and just growing up in a Samoan household, you know. And we just talk about money, man. You know, like Robert Kiyosaki said, the good and the bad, you know.
That's dope. So wait, yeah, whose idea was it to start a podcast? And like, how did that start? Like,
oh, it was her idea all the way.
Oh, no. He's such a liar. You know what? He literally my husband had to drag me into, and I'm not one to get in front of a mic or anything, so. But he wanted to do it. He was very excited to do it. It was his brainstorming, and he's just, you know, it was something he was really excited about. So got to support, right? That's part of my wifely duties. So
that's dope. That's dope. I mean, you guys are a team, man, and I love it. So that's why it's like the first guest on my podcast was the Coca Lisa podcast. Same thing. They're a team. And man, I think it's dope. It's like, you know, something that can also bring you two together. And right. you guys could, yeah, it's just, it's good to have a view, different views too at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. Whoa. And the good thing was it gave us an opportunity to talk more about finances, you know, our own personal finances. And then it's just easier because then we've been through it together. You know, one can always finish the other sentences when it comes to what we've dealt with in life. So, yeah, you know,
like when I first talked to her about the podcast and, you know, she wasn't down, I said, oh, you want to go bingo? Oh, if you want to go bingo, you got to do this podcast with me first.
You so lie, honey.
No, that's not how it went down. But, you know, it was, you know, it wasn't bingo. It was the casino. But anyways, you know, we started this journey and it's just it's been amazing, man. It's been amazing. And to damn, bro, just to hear you. And I was listening to your podcast, like we talked about over the phone recently. Ooh. And man, I listened to all your podcasts from the FT podcast and listeners just go from episode one. Just listen to the FT podcast. It's off the hook.
And yeah, thank you. Thank you for reaching out to him because he was very excited when I came home and he was like, babe, I can hear him talking to somebody. And I'm like, who's he talking to? Because he's really excited.
Dude, yeah. When I got the message on, so you can leave messages, you know, as you guys have talked about Anchor. So if you guys sign up for Anchor, look for our podcast, look for the Growing Samoan podcast and the FT podcast. You could find our podcast on there. And then you can also leave us voice messages. So DJ Hen reached out to me after I had added him. And then, like, when I was listening, I was getting excited already about having you guys on the show. So it's like, man, just talking with you, it's just like, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. So okay, let's go back a little bit. So let's start with Tala. So, like, where are you from? And, like, where'd you grow up? And then, well, like, how did you get how'd you guys get to Washington? And
yeah, sure. Let's see. I'm originally from Long Beach, California, from the LBC.
Long Beach.
Shout out to Snoop. Shout out to Snoop.
Right. Snoop was my neighbor.
Yeah. No, really. Real quick.
Wait, are you for real?
Tell everybody the story. Tell everybody the story about how you got off of school and was watching the video of them making which video was it again? What's My Name?
Yes. So I grew up on Lewiston Hill, which is kind of border of Long Beach, East Side Long Beach and Signal Hill. And I catch the school bus all the time. So after school, we were coming home with some friends and we looked down in this area, they called the ditch, you know, we see all these cameras set up and we're like, hey, they're recording a video. Who is that out there? And we're like, I don't know. I've never heard of that guy before. But it was Snoop. And I remembered it because when they actually came out with the video and I was like, hey, that's the guy who was running.
Yeah. Hey, Hines, do you remember that video when they had the faces turn into dogs?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
My name? I loved
Snoop. Yeah, where he's on top of the VIP. I used to, because I went to Poly. So,
Were you in high school when that came out?
No, I was in it was elementary.
Oh, okay. So this is like let me just guess a year. So was this like 92?
Yes, about 92. Yeah, early 90s. Yes.
Well, I was just guessing the year, just because. Yeah, damn. Because I was a big Snoop fan back then. I mean, yeah, like growing up, I love Snoop. Yeah, Snoop, Dre. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I grew up in RTC, which is Snoop's hood, I guess you could say. Wow. RTC, Rolling 20s. So, yeah.
Wow. Like that's. Oh man. So damn. I
married a gangster.
Joking.
No, you didn't. You know what? Just stop that. My son straight calls. He thinks I'm hood sometimes.
Oh man, that's dope.
But yeah, I grew up on the east side of Long Beach, and then I moved up here when I was 20, and I met Henry up here. He was already up here in Washington, but I have a whole bunch of family, so especially on my mom's side, that's kind of how I ended up here for a fresh start. So
nice.
Yeah.
And then what about you? So the what about you, DJ Hen?
yeah. So I was born in Hawaii.
Okay.
And at the age of I say one, we moved. My family upped and moved from Hawaii to Carson, California, where we had some family members living there. My uncle, all my my family members out there, the Wheeler fam out there, which are still there too till today. Carson, and we've pretty much moved up and down the West Coast of America. And the reason why I say that, because I know you have a lot of listeners around the world, and they're just like wondering where West Coast we're talking about.
Yeah, West Coast of the U.S.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Yeah, so pretty much moving up to the Bay Area after that, and living in San Francisco for about 7 years of my childhood. And then in 1993, our family moved up to the Seattle area, Washington area, Puget Sound area, right on the outskirts of Seattle, Burien, I think. Burien, White Center. Okay. Yeah, not too far from Seattle. And ever since,
Did you go to Evergreen?
I went to Evergreen. I went to Evergreen High School all the way up to my junior year until we moved. Yeah, and then we moved to SeaTac. And then I actually graduated from Tai High School.
Yeah, he was a totem pole. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So that's just a brief history of where we grew up, and all along the way, man, you know, the ups and downs of being a Samoan, you know, you got hard living, struggling, finances, church, drama, you know, all that good stuff that pretty much all of us know about in the, you know, poly community.
If my husband didn't mention it to you, Hines, my husband is a pastor's child. So he's a Faith Family.
Oh, you're PK too? No way.
He is. He's a Faith Family child. Yeah. So pastor's son.
My dad, you know,
church? What church did you guys grow up in? And like, do you guys still go to church? Like,
I'm Catholic. I'm cradle Catholic. Okay. So I went to church. I grew up in church in Carson, St. Philomena. Yeah. And then, we are still members of the Catholic Church. My husband converted.
Nice. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. My dad was, he was actually a history about my mom and my dad. My mom was the one that actually got my dad into church way back in the day. I think that's the story. And my mom pretty much taught my dad about, you know, everything, you know, getting better, because my dad used to just kick it, I guess, way back in his college days. Yep. But he became a Faithful in the pretty much the Assembly of God churches. Pentecostal. Yeah, local Pakpaki, which we like to call it.
Nice.
And, and then all the way until he passed away in 2003, you know, so and at the same time, I was raised in the church and also bounced around from visiting my Catholic cousins in Lakewood and, you know, going to mass and understanding about the Catholic church.
Dude, that's crazy. Cause I have Catholic cousins too. Do that you? Live in Lakewood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I met the Nikos, actually. Shout out to the Nikos.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we would all go to that same church right there by
the army base one by Fort Lewis.
Yeah. Well,
they go to St. Francis Cabrini now, I think. Oh. Yeah. I think they go to Cabrini, but they used to go to the one on base.
Oh, well, I remember, I thought I saw them at a different one. That's by Lakes High School?
I wonder.
I think, maybe I forgot. But I swear I remember seeing them there, but I forgot what the name of that one was.
They
I gotta, like, look it up.
They did go to, like, you know how, like, sometimes in the Catholic Church, they have, like, a mass once every month, and it's kind of a Samoan mass where everything's kind of been Samoan.
Oh
yeah, and they have that at St. Anne's in Tacoma. I remember that one.
Oh, now I remember. I think it was called St. John Bosco. That's the one I remember.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard that one. Yes.
Yeah. Familiar.
I mean, this is like the '90s, so it was like I remember like going there a few times because like we when I stayed with my cousins out there in that area of the Moyes, like we would, I remember seeing them like maybe once or twice and stuff. But like Lakewood's small, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So there's not very many Samoans too at that time. So
big shout out to the Nicolau boys. The one thing I do love about, you know, my cousins is they can sing. They love to sing, and just the a cappella harmonies, man, they still got it, man. I mean, you know, we're older in age, but man, every time they blow, they got beautiful voices, man. Shout out to them. They really do.
Yeah. Shout out to Nicolau's, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so let's actually go back further. So you were talking about your mom and dad, like, since I haven't really done this, but like, this is usually a question sometimes you ask when you meet random Samoans and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
What villages are your parents from?
I knew that was coming.
So that's just like Samoan questions. Right, when you meet
like,
somebody,
what village are you from?
Yeah. What village are you from?
Right. In America, it would be, what hood are you from? But, you know, in Samoa, it's like, hey, what village are you from? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, honey. Do you know what villages your parents came from? Did he drop out on us?
Oh, I still see him in here.
Honey?
And you could always, you could disconnect and come back in too. Right. Tell him you just stay on.
Right. And he's in another part of the house.
You go ahead, Tala. You start off then.
Well, let's see. My dad is from Salemoa. From Libby in Western, and my mom's from Vakia in American.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
And I was actually born in Aku'u, so I was born in Aku'u, and I moved to America when I was 5. So it was a change. It was kind of nice, kind of different, I guess, because I didn't know how to speak English except yes or no.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm kind of.
It's like you've lived here so long, you can't even tell like that English is like your second language.
You know what? I told. Yep. Yay! You're back.
Yes.
Yeah, I lucked out. My first grade teacher actually was a missionary that lived in Samoa with her husband for two years. Yes, her name was Parker, and she spoke fluent Samoan, and she was blonde and just totally all American.
So she really helped out then.
Yes, she made my transition definitely a lot easier when I was younger. So
that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Hen, how about you? Like, what do you know? What villages your parents are from?
You guys can hear me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So my mom is from Tafuna, and my dad, he came from Samoa, from Ukuali'i, and then he moved to Lauli'i, Kauai, I believe. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and from there they met, and then they started the family, and I believe they moved to San Francisco, if I'm correct. Yeah, because I'm the youngest of four, so... Gotcha. They moved to San Francisco, and all three of my older siblings were born in San Francisco. I was the only one who was born outside of it. But yeah, that's just a brief history about my parents and where they came from. So,
that's
are we considered first generation if we're born here or born in America?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're first generation then.
Yep. You
and
are
my parents
and maybe Hans.
Yeah. 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 Oh, because you were born in back home.
Germany.
Oh, you're in Germany?
Oh, you were born in Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's why I have a German name. Yeah.
Nice.
So my dad's from Savaii.
Okay.
He's from Tafua out in Savaii. Uh-huh. And then my mom is from Upolu, from Baimoso.
Oh, wait. So, okay. Yeah.
So Baimoso's close to town if you've ever been to Apia. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then they met, and then my dad was in the military, so they were stationed in Germany when I was born. So that's why that's where I came out at. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is. You know, there's a lot of Samoans that go out to Germany that I hear about a lot. That get stationed out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think for sure.
And I think Lakewood out here is like the second largest community or Samoan community as far as like military bases is concerned. But I don't know. That's just where
I mean, West Coast all over, though, because I feel like there's definitely a lot of Samoans in like L.A., Long Beach, that area, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then Bay Area, too, has so many as well. So it's like you used to live there. I had cousins that lived there, too. So it's like now I feel like they're just I think like as each year passes, man, we're like our people like are just like we just move all over the place. It might be military. And so like the fact that you bring up military, like I've been to Georgia. And like, there's a big Samoan community out there too.
Yeah,
I
was like, there is.
This is so random.
Yeah,
shout out to Georgia, man.
Yeah.
I have a nephew part of Georgia? that was based out there for the army. And
yes,
and his fiance is also in the military and out there as well.
What base is that on Georgia?
I know there's one by Columbus, and then there's like Fort Benning. I don't know if that's the same base that's by Columbus. Yeah. I think it might be, but which is like that's like 2 hours away from Atlanta. Because I was there in 2015. One of my usos got married out there. Yeah. So then when we went out there, there was a bunch of us from Washington that went out to that way, and we were like, "Dang, there is a lot of Samoans." Yeah. What's funny is like. Outside of the people we hung out with when we would like go out into town, it was all either black or white.
Right.
It was like
so that you know, to me, like what we're talking about, it goes to show you, man, Samoa, Germany, Georgia, you know, wherever you're from, and we're all over the place.
Absolutely. So, New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah, you know, a huge community of those polys that live out in Australia and New Zealand. Well, a lot of them have migrated to the UK.
But you know what? You know what's the funny thing? Like, we're saying, we're all over the place. But if you go to certain places and you tell them you're Samoan, they still say, like, what? What is that? Somalian? You a Somalian? Like, what the hell?
I brought this up the other day on Twitter. It's like, this is what's crazy, though. You guys realize we live in a day and age where the biggest movie star on the planet
exactly.
is Samoan.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So,
how crazy is that?
So you have to say, like, you know my cousin? He's The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to The Rock. Big ups to The Rock. Love you, Uso. Everything you're doing.
It's crazy that they don't think that he's Samoan until you explain who his mom is, you know?
Yeah. Samoans are doing some like big things because I also bring up
Troy Polamalu.
All the athletes obviously too. So then you got people like Paris Gable who with the whole Super Bowl halftime performance,
She
put that together. She's Samoan from New Zealand, and then the other I forgot the other girl's name, but she choreographed I think it was like the BTS video or something.
Yeah,
like
I know you're talking about. Yep.
Paris K-pop videos.
Is her name Paris? No, I'm thinking about.
She's the one that did the Super Bowl halftime performance with J-Lo. So she choreographed that one. Yeah. But it's crazy. Our people are doing crazy things. And then you guys got the Growing Samoan podcast that's out there doing some big things.
Everybody's growing, y'all. Everybody's growing. Our community is growing. The Samoan community, man. You know, and you know, it's funny how you mention that because I look at our people like we are very, very intelligent, smart, strong, powerful, you know, people as a whole. I feel like sometimes we get looked down upon. We get looked frowned upon in other societies, other communities, because you just see one thing, everybody's going to judge a book by its cover, right? So I really, you know, get excited when I see our people like coming up, just like it's like The Rock. When I first heard he became the highest paid actor in the world, I was just like, damn, we got a Uso at the top of the Hollywood world. That's insane.
Dude, for real.
Yeah.
Like I was pretty emotional when I went to go see. I didn't think I would be, but like when I went to see Moana in the theaters, it was like, dude, this is real. Like
We have a Disney princess. That's Polly.
We made it to Disney. We made it to Disney.
It was like, dude, that's crazy.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to Moana.
But yeah, that's why it's like, it's fun to see. It's fun to see because we're doing like, we're doing things now, doing big things.
Yeah, a lot of recognition coming into it. That's always a big plus, especially to our culture, you know?
Yeah. I always feel like the people that started off in our community are the New Zealanders, all the Samoans, even the Maori people, because a lot of the stuff that we're doing now, it's like they already started it for the Polynesian community. So they're like blowing.
Like what, for example?
Like, let's just say movies. Like, before you would never even see The Rock or his brothers in Fast Furious. You know what I'm saying? But there was, back in the day, in our day, right? There was Once Were Warriors. You guys remember that movie when it came out?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the first time I remember being young and looking. I was like, oh, damn. That's some Pollies. And then the first scene when Homeboy was rapping, he was like, Kasi, Lua, Golden.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And I think it's an independent film, but just to have our Polynesian people within a movie like that, like a very high quality movie, I'm just like, damn, how come we ain't got that in the States? You know, and this was back in the early 90s, maybe. Or
that movie came out in 94.
Yeah. 94,
I was in New Zealand when it came out.
Really?
I was young. I don't think I saw it in the theater.
No,
I was still pretty young, but you know, being there, it was like, you know, the ads were everywhere, for the movie Once Were Warriors, all that stuff. So,
older siblings, all they did was talk about it. So,
I was in San Francisco at the time, and we're talking about the cities in the West Coast, right? And at that time, they had I forgot what you call it, those crews that they would just sticker up all the Once Were Warrior posters at every single bus stop area. Wow. And throughout the whole city. And I was like, oh damn, what is that? You know. But yeah, man. Well, shout outs to the New Zealanders, man. All the Usos, Pollies out there. That I think they paved the way kind of for like Hollywood, you know. For Polynesians, man. Straight up, man. Whale Rider. You remember Whale Rider? That was good.
Yep.
All those good movies, man.
Well, yeah. Uncle Bully was in that movie. No.
Oh, damn. There you go. He was in the movie with Denzel Washington, too.
Dude, he's Training Day. He's so ambiguous. That's another random dude, but he's so ambiguous that you can't figure out what he is. That he was able to play a lot of like
different nationalities.
I think he was in True Lies. He was like one of the Arabs in True Lies.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I think he was in Blow with Johnny Depp as like a Colombian or something like that.
Yep. Yep.
So it's like, dude, Uncle Bully's got some range.
Nobody knows he's Maori.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like
Cliff Curtis, that's his name.
Wow. See, I didn't even know. That's so funny. If you told me Cliff Curtis, I would be like, I don't know who you're talking about.
No, bro. The only reason why I know is because I got the laptop in front of me and I just Googled his name. But shout out to you, brah. Cliff Curtis, man. Hey.
But that goes back to you. Like, that goes back to your point being.
Yeah.
Most people, like, especially Pollies, most Pollies know him as Uncle Bully because Once Were Warriors.
Because
of Once Were Warriors.
Because of Once Were Warriors. Big shout out to Once Were Warriors, man. Listeners, if you ain't watched Once Were Warriors, and, you're probably not Polly if you haven't watched it. If you're a young generator, man, I mean, that's the movie right there. That's the all-time classic right there.
It's deep, man, and it really is deep. It talks about a lot of tough issues, domestic violence,
domestic violence, rape, child molestation. Being broke, living in the ghetto, alcoholism, drugs, gangs. I mean, damn, you name it. The system, the adoption. I mean, the fostering. I mean, that's the shit that we all pretty much can relate to. You know what I'm saying? One way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's such a real movie. It's like, it's crazy. It's like almost too real. It's like sometimes hard to watch because it's like, it'll touch parts of you that you might not want to
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I know people when during that time when the movie came out, like they couldn't watch it because somehow, some way, they have gotten, you know, molested, and girls, women were crying, and I was just like, holy shit. I was like, you know, this is real. This is in our own community.
Yeah.
These are things that are very taboo, especially in our culture, you know? So it's kind of, it's kind of nice to be able, I think that's part of the reason, Remember Honey, why you came up with the podcast is because you wanted to be able to touch on subjects that isn't talked about in our households or growing up as a Samoan.
Yeah. Serious. But segue to that, I'm going to give a shout out to another podcast that I believe helps out in that area, which is For the Cultures, because that's what they talk about. You know, they talk about homosexuality, you know, everything in the LGBTQ.
Yep.
Yeah. And in the Samoan, not only Samoan, but Polynesian community. And they talk about all those crazy ass topics that nobody wants to talk about. So, you know, that's a segue for people if they want to get a podcast that's focused on the poly community that talks about that. Yeah, man, big shout outs to them.
Yeah. And that's what's dope, man. I'd love to have them on the show one day. Like, that's just my goal, is to have everybody like on the show, and we all just kind of talk about, you know, stuff that we're talking about that's like important to our community and
things, no doubt. That,
because you're right. I think like growing up in a, you know, growing up in a Samoan household or a Polynesian household, there are so many taboo subjects.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
no even doubt.
Even to this day, you know, me being an adult, it's still weird. Like, I still don't talk about certain things with my own parents, with my own mom nowadays. So it's like, so it's weird how it's like that stigma lasts, or that issue of like having certain things be taboo just kind of lasts like, you know, almost a whole lifetime sometimes. Yeah. But sometimes you need, that's why it's good to have podcasts, because it gives us a space.
Exactly. So that we
can talk about these things, you know, and
exactly.
And then if you can't talk about it with your parents because it's taboo, it's like, it's nice to have a podcast like yours where you
can, a space,
where you can listen to, you know, financial tips and stuff like that, and like, listen about stories about how you guys had overcome some obstacles and, you know, things like that. Or like,
that was pretty hard in the beginning, honestly.
It's very hard. It was hard in the beginning, but you know, my whole point is, in the Samoan community, our house, because we're Samoan, we know how it is. Ain't nobody want to talk about no fucking money, you know? It's like, it's really, really like taboo, not only because it's Samoan, respect, follow, wallow, you know, but we're raised in the church also. You know, we're pastor's sons, right? We're the pastor's kids, and it's very, even more taboo to talk about kupe in the loku, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's kind of like I said, you know, since we're on the podcast topics, I said, you know what? This is what I have a passion about. I just want to do a podcast about this, but in a good way, to help out. To help out the Polynesian community and to all who can relate, but mainly our peoples, because there's nothing out there for our peoples, you know, our peeps.
And I think it's better if it's, especially if you're somebody who's gone through the struggles, like, you know, dad or being evicted and any of all of those subjects that people like to keep close to them and not put it out, you know, put it out there in the open because they're either embarrassed or their ma are humiliated, whatever it is that may be. I think
that, getting a car repoed,
right, like all of those things, that's not a subject that you just go out and just broadcast to the world, right?
But
if you have been through it and you've gone through it and you know how to get out of it, I mean, I don't think it's as hard anymore to talk about it. It becomes an open subject because there are people out there who just don't want to raise their hand or voice, you know, that I'm going through this, what do I do, how do I get there, what do you have for me, you know, things like that.
That's a great point, because who do you go to?
Google is my best friend.
It's like, you got to go to Google. What to do after you get evicted.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, like,
how do I get out of debt?
Stuff like that. No. So that's why it's amazing that you guys have that, like, your podcast to talk about stuff like that. Cause it needs to be talked about. So it's like, that's why I'm glad you guys are doing that.
The Once Were Warriors movie, Like, if you look at that movie, when I look at that movie and I watch it, yeah, it's the hurt of the, you know, Uncle Bully part. You see the gang violence. But then I also see them living in the hood. They got their own ghetto in New Zealand. And why, to me, it's all finances, financial education. You know, when you don't know anything about your money or how money works and how you're getting trapped in the system, which you don't have to be in. You can get out of it. It's just that we, like I said in one of our podcasts, is that everybody, all cultures, other cultures know about how to get financially educated and everything. It just seems like the Polynesian culture didn't get the memo. You know? So it's kind of like our podcast is just like, hey, instead of being like the family and once we're warriors and be stuck in there, let's start focusing on our finances first. And hopefully from there, it can make our life easier and we can get about the hood. We can get our you know, our Cooper. Because have you guys watched the Once Were Warriors part 2 or 3? I think it was part 2.
Oh, no. I don't think so. Yeah.
So this
what
is
becomes
a,
of something. Yeah.
So this is a funny story. Part 2 is where, what's her name? The mom, she breaks up with, you know, Jake the Musk. So Beth, right? And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, it's 20 years old. You should have watched it already. But
what becomes of a broken heart or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's a scene where they go into Beth's house where after she divorced or whatever, been split up, you know? Like, fuck you, Jake. I'm on my own now, you know?
Yeah.
And then they go to her house and she's living good. Like, her house is all clean. Everything's nice. I mean, it's like a bougie-looking house. So to me, it's kind of like, you know, there's a story in that, you know. She got her shit together. She got out of debt. She paid off all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's where we come in, man. Growing Samoan, man. That's just what we want, like, to talk about, man.
Yeah, and I know, you
can help out.
Like, what was it that we were talking about? So if you're Samoan, you know what fa lava lava means.
Oh.
Right.
Break that down. What's fa lava lava?
Fa lava lava
is... For those that don't know.
Break it down.
Right. I don't
break
like,
it down, Tatiana.
You guys do understand that English is my second language.
Break it down for Laviana. Yeah,
no,
go ahead,
it's you guys are not helping me.
bust down. No, tell the listeners, man. They need everybody to get info.
For us in our culture, a fa lava lava pretty much is finances that has to do with funerals, with weddings, church activities. I've noticed that's become a big one. But it's basically coming out of your pocket, you know, sometimes unexpectedly, for especially when it comes to funerals. And these are expenses that you know are unaccounted for. Like, we don't know when it happens, and so you're kind of digging yourself into a debt or in a hole to come out with.
And
that
there's
money.
So many people that we have talked to now or in the past that just like, God damn it, that another fa lava lava.
And it's become and it's a swear word. Yeah.
but the thing
people
is
cringe.
To me,
yes.
Yeah, it's
oh,
like
they
a cringy,
cringe.
It's like a cringy word.
Cringe.
Like, if you bring it up, yeah. Like, if your parents bring it up and it's like, oh, that just means you gotta, you know, like, you know, you gotta send money somewhere. You
right.
Know?
Yeah. And it's and not to, like $20.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And to not disrespect like any of the Samoans listening that, you know, really believe in the fa lava lava, this is just coming from a point of view of people who live out here in the States or in New Zealand, like in the real you know, economies where you have to go to work. Every single penny and dime is accounted for. So when you're getting hit with, hey, I need $500, you're fucked. It's like, where am I going to get it from? You know?
Yeah.
So that's why we talk about fa lava lava in this type of way.
And know? That's why I was saying, you know, fa lava lava is that's actually a part of our lives, right?
Yeah.
And we just consider it as part of our emergency funds. You know, it's just another bill that you just got to put money aside for because you never know.
Yes, the Growing Samoan podcast has a way for you to get through fa lava lava, people. Just if you have any questions,
do you have an episode on that?
We don't have an exact episode But we do have an episode where we talk about
emergency
funds and love it funds.
It does fall under that category.
Yeah. It falls under that category. So you have savings for every single bill you can account for. And being a Samoan person, and I'm not talking for Tongans, Hawaiians, Maoris. I'm only speaking for Samoans. If you are Samoan, I'm sorry to say, but you need to have a love it fund that will help you out majorly. Because then you'll be like, oh, I ain't tripping. This is a bill. Why is it a bill? Well, sorry, homie, it's just like taxes. If you're an American, you got to pay taxes. If you're Samoan, that's your tax.
It kind of is. No, you're right.
You have to look at it like that. You have to look at it like that, you know? And but there are rules. Because some people, some families just go crazy with, oh, your sister's, your mom's sister's cousin, auntie's brother's friend next door neighbor dies.
So right.
You got to pay a love it for it.
Yeah.
Now, that's just wrong, you know. That's the thing. I'll be like, nah, I can't, mom. But if it's, you know, your uncle or whatever.
There's limitations. I mean, if it's an immediate family, especially like a cousin or somebody close to you, I think
you
that.
You want to give,
Yes.
That's automatic.
That's
automatic. That's automatic.
No, those ones are tough when it's somebody that's someone random that you don't know. You know, like maybe you've never met and it's like, what? Like
my mom goes, my cousin's blah blah blah. That and I'm like, was he ever in our lives? Because you know, I don't know.
But the thing about that is like what my wife and me talk about is if you go to the higher Makais and ask them, are we supposed to do it? And then straight up. No, that's you know, don't worry about that. So there are rules in our Samoan you know community. It's just that I don't think there's a map laid out for you know only it's word of mouth, you know, how we, you know, our culture is, you know, everything's you know, you gotta go to the Makai, you gotta talk to, you know, the higher ups, and then you get the okay from them, then you're good, you know. Which I'm pretty sure you know a lot about.
Oh, you know? Well, it was crazy. You know, when my dad passed, he wasn't just the Faifeao. He was also the Faifeao Koinga. He was the FT, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He was the FT, you know. That's why they called him the FT, because he was
that's right.
Faifeao Toina. But that's what made it crazier, because it was like, so he's like, half of his friends are Faifeaos. So it's like, usually a lot of times, you know, at funerals, there'll be like one or two Faifeaos. But then, like, when he's a Toina, it's like, dude, it's like...
Yeah, you get the kiakos, you get the...
I think there was at least 30 Faifeaos at the funeral.
I believe you.
Which was, like, crazy. Like, it was
dog. Yeah, that's so big.
So them envelopes were, like, being stuffed with all, like, here, anybody else here that's a Faifeao or a kiako?
So it was kind of crazy, because, like, each Faifeao got, like, 500, and then the Faifeao Koingas that were there got 1,000. So
you know,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was just like, and like how, you know, my Fasan one's not that good, so I'm just sitting there, just like trying to figure out which gong is going where.
Yeah,
and,
right. You know, look, that's why you usually have somebody standing behind that person and pointing, so you know where to bring it.
It's like, man,
that's when they got you to sue.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, after the funeral, it was a long, just like process, just
a process.
But for your dad's. Your dad's funeral, man, he's big time. So I could just I could just hear the trailers backing up to get all the kongas out. Beep.
And the pisupos.
The U-Haul.
There was,
the U-Hauls. Hella U-Hauls. I know it, man.
Boxes of corned beef, the kongas, the
cases and cases.
The bellos of Spovi.
It was crazy. I mean, shout out to, you know, to the church, though, because they really did a lot of the heavy lifting for my dad's funeral. So Vegas Efakasa. So
Big ups to them, man. Big ups to them, man. Much love.
Yeah. Much love. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because you know, when I hear love from the church, you know, in your voice in that type of way, I'm like, man, more power to that church. Because I know there's a lot of churches out there that just look like a mug.
Crooked. I'll just say,
and I'm not saying all of them, but there are some them little mom and pops that just I know of too that I'm just like, whoa. But anyways,
yeah, you know, yeah, no, for sure.
Amen. I'm in it.
I mean, this is funny. I never really brought this up, but you know, it's also kind of like, it's like, do you guys ever watch like Game of Thrones or?
Oh yeah, we are big.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
So you know, my dad also. It's also kind of interesting to see how like some people were starting to maneuver their way because, like, you know, it was crazy. My dad's the Fife Alcoína, so he's like, he's kind of like the head of like all the area churches, and it's just weird just seeing like people are already trying to like ask for his position. And,
No, it's true.
Dude, he's sick. He's still sick. It's not even dead yet. And it's like,
yeah,
it's just politics, like, politics down. And everything, man.
Yes,
dude. I was like, dude,
church politics, bro. Just church politics.
Dude, that's why it's like Game of Thrones. It was like, dude, this is crazy that like,
people moving that like, the chess pieces around that board.
And I'm just like, dude, he's still alive. He's still sick. Like, let's, you know. So I don't know. It's just kind of funny, like, hearing so people talk about that stuff.
It's true, though.
Talking about Game of Thrones, you know, now we're, you know, me and Tala here in the Northwest, we feel like we're, you know, people of the North, right? Living in, Winterfell.
Yes.
So since you're in, are you in Vegas? You're in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so I want to be there. Warmer than here.
So you're one of the desert people, like the Dothrakis right now?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, man, I love that show, man. I didn't like the last episode, though. I was just like, damn, man, I thought they could have done better. But
I agree. Because I really love that show. So
Me and my wife, me and Tala, I made her watch that show with me from the very first airing of it.
Dope.
And ever since then, we were like day ones, like from the beginning, nonstop. And then it was funny. Everybody was catching on later.
Yeah, I caught on late. I caught on like season three and then went back and was like, dude, how did I not know about this show for the previous 2 years? Like,
so. Are you noticing that my husband makes me watch stuff and do stuff?
No, I thought it was cool, right? And I was like, we sat there and just the beginning of bam, 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 and we're like, oh, this is tight. And then when the end came, you know, on that, you know, when they got caught, the Lannisters, the brother and the sister up in the tower. Spoiler alert, but. You know, then me and Tala looked at each other like, oh, that's that pile. I need shit.
Oh, you talking about that? Yeah, that very.
Yeah.
Yeah, the very end where they got caught. Yeah. I was like, that's like, you know, another cringy topic, but we just clowning. We just like.
I know some people that watched that first episode and got put off by that ending scene. And was like, I ain't trying to watch this, you know? So
right. But you know what? They should have kept watching. I mean, it honestly throughout the whole season, all the seasons, it was great until the end. But
it's crazy. Like, that's probably the show of the decade.
Yeah.
Like, for the 2010s. Like, that show, it started in, 2011, I think? Or 2000? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2011 was the first season. So it's crazy because it culminated in 2019, you know? So it was just like... of the decade.
Mm-hmm. It's the show of the decade to us. But yeah, bullshit you not. Like, even at work, my job, there was a lot of people who just weren't interested and watched it and didn't like it. And that just hit me when I was just like, fuck, you know what? Everybody's different.
Yeah,
you know, everybody's different.
But
you know,
I'd say
so.
For the majority of people that were able to get on, loved it. I'd say like 80% of the people that I know that started that first episode and started watching.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is like how integral it has been in like pop culture. Like, it was big on Facebook. Right. It was
big time.
They have like, what do you call it? Expos. Out. They got expos that you can come and dressed up as Jon Snow.
Exactly. By the end, people were having Game of Thrones parties and themes, and like, people were memorizing everything.
Here's the biggest thing that came out of that. Jason Momoa.
Right.
Which is crazy because he was was only in that first season. That's what's
just
crazy.
The first season alone, and the poly came through, represented
Islands. It's Jason Momoa.
And Jason Momoa. I mean, look at where every single actor is right now. Who is the only actor out of Game of Thrones who's just blowing it up? is freaking Jason Momoa in his Super Bowl commercial where he's ripping off his skin.
That's true. Well, then that brings up another subject too. Okay. Is the fact that
shout out to Jason Momoa.
It's 2020, and you're right. Outside of Jason Momoa, it's like everything's forgotten almost about that show. Like you don't you don't see anybody talk about it anymore.
Yeah. No.
And like it's just. And I also think because the ending was so off to a lot of people, that it just. It
I mean, they had petitions. They had petitions to recreate the ending.
It left a lot of people with a bad taste because people were loving it every season until that. You know, you were waiting for some big culmination, and then it just kind of did what it did at the end, and was like.
Yeah, it felt like it was like the Matrix all over again.
Oh, they should have just. There's another one coming out. I hear they're bringing a fourth one.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, they're bringing that back. So there's gonna be a part four.
The Sasquatchy, I forgot the name. Sasquatchy. What's their names again? The directors. They're now sisters now or something. I think they had like six changes or something. But can y'all hear
for
me?
For the Matrix?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What other type of shows do you guys watch? What other type of shows? Because I'm a big movie. I love movies and TV shows. So I always like to ask my guests that, what you watching nowadays? You know,
my husband's the big binger. I'm a reader. My nose is always stuck in a book.
Well, if I'm not listening to the FT podcast or the Growing Samoan podcast, I'm still waiting for that big one, like Game of Thrones, you know. The Walking Dead, I fell off ever since they killed, my man, what's the Asian cat's name again?
Glenn.
When they killed off Glenn, it was like, man, why you guys gotta do that for? But, I think there's another episode out, but I've been watching so Hines.
Yeah.
Since I know you have another podcast, right?
Yep.
And
Keto
Island Boys podcast. And
he's been listening to that.
Yeah. So I've been listening to that. Nice. And so on Netflix, I just watched I typed in keto on Netflix search and magic pill popped up. And I was just watching that before we jumped on this podcast, and I was oh damn! So just some documentaries. I don't know what else is.
That's probably like the holy grail. That documentary, I feel like the magic pill is probably like the holy grail for keto.
Yeah,
as far as documentaries go. So
But yeah, man. Since we're on that topic, man, I love you guys. Keto Island Boys podcast, man. I'm on it, man. I'm just like I'm looking into it. I'm thinking so. There's some breaking news going on right now on this podcast. Is that, I'll probably be trying keto in a little bit, bro.
What?
He's been talking to me about it. Yes.
That's what's up. So, what are you gonna do it too, Tala, or just or?
Oh, I'm.
Man, she don't need no keto, man.
I have very high metabolism.
Oh, you're one of those lucky ones, man.
I do have German.
She's one of them lucky ones, man.
And my German blood is a lot stronger than.
Oh, but man.
So before we hopped on, it was funny because I told Tala, I said, you are already keto, and she's like, "What do you mean?"
I said, "I eat a lot of meat.
You eat is bisupo, and that's it. Because no vegetables, no nuts, no carbs. She just loves bisupo and like some kawa."
I'm a true Samoan when it comes to fatty meats.
So when you eat bisupo, that's a good. So how? Yeah. What's your favorite way to prepare it?
Well, I usually eat it with the spaghetti, like the canned spaghetti. You know, the bisupo and spaghetti, and then.
I wonder who the first one to do that is.
I don't know. But I remember it with the onions.
That's been. I don't know. Like, that's crazy too, because before we moved to Washington, like my mom did that already when we were living in we lived in Pennsylvania before we moved to Washington. Even as a kid, and there wasn't really that many Samoans around.
Right.
But what's funny is, I still remember that's always been a thing.
My mom still does it. My mom, we went by earlier or over the weekend to drop off my nephew. And I walk in and my mom's sitting there because she lives with my sister. And she's eating pisupo and spaghetti. So I just take a couple of bites with her fight.
And when we talk spaghetti, we're talking about
canned spaghetti.
We're talking about spaghetti here.
Yes.
It's weird.
Just a can. It's just a can with sauce and noodles in it. Already, like, you know,
that's
just
it. And then you combine that with the right.
You put a little oil and you put some put some onions and then
you can fry some
oxen palm, yeah. You know,
with some salt and pepper, you know,
yeah, it's very basic.
And then if you really want to, you get down and dirty with it. Instead of pisupo, you chop up some spam.
I've done that before too.
Yeah. I do eat it a lot with the spaghetti, but I like it as a I don't know if you what you call it, the gravy, the pisupo kaleve. I like that on my rice. So
that's the problem. So that is one of my favorite ways to. This is like the second time in a row that this podcast has gone keto, but it's so funny. But it's just like, that's my world, though. That's my world.
No, exactly. That's your world, man. And, you know, not only this podcast, but that one is the shit. It's the shit.
It's true. Those are just my two. And it's so funny because it's like, I love when our people, like, it's like good to hear that, that you're going to try it. And the reason why, man, I bring that up, because I remember hearing on your podcast that you're, that your dad had passed away from diabetes.
Diabetes.
And if you listen to one of our episodes, we had a guy on from, dude, this Tongan guy from Perth, which is like
Australia.
Yes, which is like far west coast of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sydney and all the other cities, like major cities, are kind of on. Uh-huh. So he's like far out there. But anyways, he hit us up randomly and was like, "Dude, and I don't have to take my diabetes medicine anymore." And I was like, and he had been taking this diabetes medicine for 20 years. He's like our age. He's like 40, like low 40s, like 41, 42, something. And he had been taking it for 20 years. He said he started doing keto for like 6 weeks and he feels like he doesn't have to take those meds anymore. In fact, I should check up with them because
that's awesome.
Yeah, we interviewed him about a year ago. So it's like curious to see like how things are going and stuff. So.
That's a life-changing event right there.
But that's why I'm happy to hear that you're doing it, Oos, because, like,
yeah, man.
You know, like, if knowing that your dad had that, like, my dad had diabetes too, which is why I really wanted him to get on, but then, like, so many things kind of, like, snowballed. And so, but that's why, like, hearing that you're doing it, like, man, that's, like, I'm hoping that it, like, helps with all that type of stuff.
He's very excited, Heinz. I'm very excited.
A brief history to the listeners, and that's why I love your Keto Island Boys, because this is a main you know area in our Samoan community that just needs to be taken care of. Now, a quick story about my history: when I grew up, I witnessed my dad deteriorate from diabetes from a young age, went from elementary all the way until I was an adult when he passed away, and just living through that, it was traumatizing for me. When I got of age and was able to drive, I took my dad to dialysis. Now, for those that who don't know what dialysis is, that's when they suck all your blood out, clean it, and put it back in. And my dad, he used to tell me stories after I pick him up, and this was every other day. Drop him off, or whatever hours it is, come back, pick him up. And one story that stuck with me till today is when he told me, he's like, yeah, son. He's like, it's crazy because I talk to the guy next to me and we both, go to sleep and wait for our dialysis to complete. And when I wake up, he doesn't wake up, he's gone. They're all there situations. In the room doing dialysis. And he said that has happened to him so many times where he's just talking to a guy or somebody and he wakes up, but they don't. And that's how my dad passed away.
Yeah.
He passed away during
dialysis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dialysis is what happens when you have complete kidney failure. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. then basically the dialysis takes over for your kidneys. So that's why you need to go in every other day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it basically flushes out what you would usually pee out.
Yeah.
Is what the dialysis is doing. You would usually pee out a lot of those toxins and stuff that's in your body. And so, and the reason why I know that is because in my dad's last days, his kidneys completely failed. So there was times where when he had dialysis, we would have to leave the room because the dialysis people would do their stuff. And we would have to like kill like 4 hours of.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So
it's a long progress.
Dude, it is.
Yeah. And that's the reason.
Pull out all that. Bad or
just the toxins.
It'd be like a liter or 2 liters or 3 liters depending on
how
much
bad.
That they could
crazy.
And you know, one thing about our podcast, the Grown Samoan podcast, is I always have that tip at the end, a health tip. And I told Tyler, I said, no, I need to put this in. I said, I, you know me, I'm always about health, and I'm leery, I'm always worried about my health. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a big issue in the Polynesian community. So when I heard about your podcast, and I was just like, this is exactly what the fuck I was talking about. I was like, I hope somebody's out there doing a health podcast. And then when I came across yours, I was like, damn, there it is. I was like, who would have known?
Man, we appreciate the shout out. Yeah.
Man. Had to, man. I'm going to continue that, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate the shout out. Episode 20 of the Growing Samoan podcast. You can hear that. They gave us a shout out for the Keto Island Boys. So, man. No, I'm just really excited to
Oh, and you had a Law on there, my boy Law.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Skywalker, you know.
Lawrence.
So, just for you listeners out there, when I was listening to the FT podcast, I heard Luke Skywalker, Lawrence on the pod. I was like, hey, so that's how we connected. So I hit you up. I was like, hey, check it out, man. Let's do this. Let's network. Let's get together. And boom, here we are, man. That's it.
Yeah, man. I love it. So,
yeah.
But now that you're starting it, like, you could definitely just eat your pisupo, but you can't eat it the living style. You can't eat it because you're going to want to put it with rice.
Sorry, honey.
You can't eat it with the spaghetti.
No, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
You could eat it with whatever vegetables, onion, and then, like, man, add your vegetables, just not corn. Yeah. Corn isn't a good one.
What was it? Even corned beef and cabbage? Isn't that the normal? Yeah. He likes that
corned beef and cabbage, corned beef and like green beans. I put everything from broccoli to Brussels sprouts with my pisupo. I just like change it up. Like peppers. I'll put peppers, like green peppers.
I'm going to cry right now, bro.
He loves vegetables.
I'm
going
to cry now, right now, bro, because it's like this was meant to happen, man, for some reason. I feel the health thing, the financial thing, it's just so crazy how
it's coming together. Yeah, man.
Yeah. And hopefully listeners can, just flow with us, man. That's my whole, goal, man. It's for everybody. Just flow with it. Two main things that we need in our life is our health and our finances. Just
our health
taking
and
care
our wealth.
Of.
Yeah.
Our health and our wealth. Exactly. Yeah, man. I love that, man.
Dude, that's dope. So, yeah. And, a lot of times, what's funny is a lot of times when people do, when people promote keto, we talk keto, a lot of times, what's spoken about in the forefront is obviously you can eat butter, real butter, you can eat bacon. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is, I haven't eaten as much, I've never eaten as many vegetables in my life as I have since I started doing keto, because I eat it with all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like I'll eat vegetables with the pea soup bowl because
the flavor actually takes away the blandness of everything else.
But it also replaces rice and pasta and bread and vegetables.
Right.
The carbs.
You gotta cut carbs.
Because this is how I the very simplest way I love my pea soup bowl. Pea soup bowl, onions. That's it. And I'll put pepper and season it or whatever. And then I'll eat that with rice. That's it. Or that's how I used to eat it. But now that I can't eat rice, I just got to load it up with so many vegetables. But
do we explain to the listeners who aren't Samoan what pisupo is?
Corn beef.
Oh, yeah.
So corn beef. So we're talking. I don't know. I'm not sure we did.
Oh, you know what's so crazy? Corn beef. Yeah. And then the fact
we're talking about canned corned beef.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's one of our, I think it's one of a lot of Samoan's favorite foods is pisupo, because it's, we just love that corned beef. And a lot of times you got to get the one from New Zealand or Australia. sometimes you could find cheaper ones at the store that might be from like Brazil or something.
The oxen palm.
You know when there's a lot of. I like that one. You know when there's a lot of police in the community is when they gotta lock up the bisupo at the store. Because bisupo is like gold. Nah, that happens. They do that.
I know. They do the same thing with spam. Yeah.
So you know what's crazy? Like you guys live in the Pacific Northwest and Federal Way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's dope about that is like for me living out here, there's nowhere that I know of right now where you could go buy fresh, hot Samoan food. In your backyard.
I remember that.
In your backyard, there's at least two places I know that you could get hot Samoan food.
Yeah, Lily Songs.
Yep, Lily Songs. There's a place that's in Federal Way. Gosh, it's called like International Market or something like
that. That's the one on Pack Highway. Safeway. Yep.
Dude, they're Mamoy off the hook.
I love their lamb.
Yes. Dude, so their lamb is perfect.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Tender.
Them.
Oh.
Yes, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I told you, I love my Samoan food.
So that's good, man. So that's Mamoy is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my favorite thing to eat. So it's like. So like the fact that like I missed that about Washington, about how like I would live in Seattle and I would drive down because Songs Mamoy it's not as seasoned as good as the one that they have down at Federal Way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would drive all the way to Federal Way because I would crave Mamoy sometimes and then go buy it from them.
They've been there for a while. I remember going there when they first opened up, and they know how to get down. They know how to throw down.
I just found out about it maybe like 2018.
Oh, okay.
17, 18.
Yeah.
Like, I just found out about it right before I moved to Vegas. So I was like, dude.
Hot spot, good food.
Dude, yeah. Bob, if you want Samoan food right there. Yep.
Yeah.
If we could FedEx it, we'd FedEx you some hot food, believe me.
Oh man, yeah.
I mean, we do know that. I mean, we've been to Vegas a few times, so I totally get it. I'm like, yeah, there definitely isn't any really, unless you have a family member that's throwing like a plate sale.
Yeah, I mean,
or something.
We could make it. Yeah, I mean, we could make it. We have places where you go buy that stuff and you can make it at home. But sometimes if you're lazy and you just want to go,
I hear you.
You go get some warm, Samoan food that's already cooked. It's like cooked for you. It's like, man.
Yeah, we're fortunate out here. We got a few spots out here, man. Yeah. In Federal Way, man. Yeah.
That's just crazy to show you the population of the Polynesian community in the Northwest, too.
It's growing, man.
Like,
it's pretty huge. Because it was a huge community. Pierce County, which is like Tacoma and Lakewood, and then you've got all of Seattle and the King County.
Those are the two places. Like, I grew up in Pierce County. I grew up in Spanaway. I grew up down there, and then I went to UW, and then I lived in Seattle for like the last pretty much 20 years. So
that's crazy. Nice. Yeah. And now you're in desert. Nice. Now you're in desert land.
Yeah. Now I'm. Yeah. Now I'm out in the desert now. So this is crazy. It's
We were talking about, man. Small
world,
man.
I bet your cost of living is definitely a lot better than it is here right now.
That was one of the reasons why I moved down here, for sure.
My husband was telling me that. And that
it was hard for me to save in Seattle, to live in Seattle and like save properly and stuff. So
I hear you. And so, is it just you or you and your family that live
out
there?
So it's me and my mom right now. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How does your mom like it? she loves the hot weather.
She loves this area. Yeah, she loves it. She loves this area. They've lived here for like 16 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they've lived here 16 years. So like I've always like kind of went back and forth just to visit. But then it was weird. Just something came upon me where I felt like I needed to move down. And then so it was kind of like a blessing, though, to be honest. Like, I didn't know that my dad was going to get sick. And then he kind of did. So I happened to be here already. So... Very thankful I got to be here with them this last year, you know. So it was kind of like a blessing in disguise, a lot of people have been saying, you know. So
man, no doubt.
And if you don't
no
mind
doubt,
me asking, did your dad pass away within the past year, or?
Yeah, so he passed away actually back in September 22nd of this lot, 2019. So
wow, yeah. Wow. I feel you. My dad just passed in October too.
Oh wow.
We were in LA. We were in Long Beach.
Oh my gosh.
Condolences, this past year, man. Too.
Yeah. So you have my sympathies. My dad was 76 when he passed. So yeah, he lived a good life.
Yeah.
What the thing about our podcast too is we actually did an episode like when my father-in-law passed away, Gonzalo's dad passed away recently. We had an episode about how financial education can help you out when a loved one or family member passes away. And
that falls under our fall of love category.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's probably like the episode that you were probably asking about. That's probably the main one. So,
you know what hit me too?
Yeah.
You know what hit me about your show too is your first episode.
Oh, geez.
If you go back and listen to the first episode of the Growing Samoan podcast, you guys did that episode on Father's Day.
Yeah.
And then, it kind of hit me because you were talking about your dad.
Yeah.
And then your guests were brothers, and then they were talking about their dad too.
Mm-hmm. Their dad, yeah.
You guys
yeah.
were both talking about you guys' dads who had passed away.
Yeah.
Like their dad had passed away in 2016. Yeah. Uh-huh. Your dad passed away 2003.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, damn, that was the last Father's Day that I had with my dad, you know? And I remember day. It was like, you know what I mean? And
so I totally get it.
Listening to that episode hit me like in a different way, because I was like, damn.
Yeah. And I was down there in April, that right before that podcast. And I spent time with my dad when I went down. So it was bittersweet.
Shout out to all the dads, man. Living so with us still, and those that are passed on, man.
Yeah, and the brothers, those are my sisters. Those are my nephews. Those are my sister's sons.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, those are my nephews.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, their dad played a big role for me growing up, La Valle. Bad growing up, and so he used to get us out of trouble a lot.
I love how everything's coming full circle, and to me the podcast, what people don't understand is that if you don't voice out what you're good at and what you like to talk about or just interested in, you would never know. The world would never know if you never voiced out with the Keto Island Boys, if I never voiced out with Growing Samoan, it's like we would be able to be helping people out financially, in their health, and anything. It's just amazing. Like when I think about it, like just taking action, you know.
I give you total props for having this FT podcast, get all the poly communities together, especially there's so many people out there who have an art to speak about things that are not the subjects that we are, you know, speaking about now, but there's so many things out there, and I'm pretty sure somebody somewhere will jump on and bring that topic to life. So
That brings up a good point. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't have a podcast, you should have a podcast.
Yeah.
I need more people to be on this podcast.
Yes, no doubt.
Yes.
Because I was literally right before the show, I was trying to convince one of my boys on Twitter, because he was just he had this amazing anime post about anime characters that could be that he could think that are Samoan. I was
he had like it's huge right shows. Now.
Yeah, well, I hit him up and I was like, dude, you should start an anime podcast, Oos, and like. And so I was, plus he's an artist too. So I was like, dude, every episode you could have a piece of art too as your background cover and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was just like, but you know, I'm always thinking of stuff like that, because you're right. I just feel like, because I've always said, like, there's a million podcasts out there already, right?
Yeah. So many.
But there's only like but you could think if you're like, I think podcasts do well when you have a niche, because like Keto Island Boys, that's a keto podcast for Pacific Islanders. That's very niche. Mm-hmm. You guys have a Pacific Island Polynesian podcast for finance, you know, you know what I mean? So it's like, and everybody has a niche about what they're passionate about. Like what's funny is that I'm surprised that I don't see any Polynesian podcast about just boys drinking together.
They have a lot of YouTubes about that.
Yeah. Oh, so that might be it. Man, there might be YouTubes about it, but no podcast. No, I don't see any. And then I don't see one, and I'm surprised I don't see one like just geared on sports too, or football especially, because of the Samoan Polynesian football players.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, we're pretty huge, especially considering that a majority of the Polynesians are football players. That's kind of what we're built for, right?
Yeah. You know, besides the Rock, like we're known for having amazing football players. Right now, Tua is at the Tua Tagovailoa is over at
the
NFL with our combine. Our nephew is out there too. Keith Ismail.
Oh, what?
For San Diego State, the Aztec. Nice. Yeah, he's a guard, babe, right? Center and guard.
Yeah.
They're both under the same age.
I believe the agent, I think they have the same agent.
Yeah, Steinberg.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's dope, man. My cousin, actually, my nephew's plays for San Diego State. He's going in the draft. My cousin, his dad, has been there the whole time with them, posting videos. Yeah. And, he shared videos with him and Tua's mom and dad, Jesse Sapolu. And I was like, oh, that's what's up, man. Pauly love.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We're hoping that he comes to the Seahawks just because his dad's a diehard Niner.
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah, we need a center.
Yeah, well, you know, we like to give our family grief, you know, football. Yeah, you know how that is.
Sure. Yeah. So, man, that's another thing I brought up that I noticed, too. You guys support your Seahawks fans. So are you guys Seahawks fans?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Well, I learned football here with my husband. Okay. Honestly, I'm from Long Beach, so I'm not a Raiders fan. I didn't grow up. That's kind of before me. but I didn't learn football until here. We have five boys, by the way. I have no girls. I have five boys, so I had to learn what football was all about.
my San Francisco. Five boys. What are the ages, real quick, by the way, of your five?
Oh, go ahead, tell them, babe.
21, 18, 15, 14, and 7. So mommy had to learn what football was all about because my oldest son was a big football player.
Okay. For sure.
We talk about it too on our podcast about the because when it was football season, you know, we had to throw that in there and everything. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but you know, majority of our family are all Niners, so we always laugh. It's a big all fun.
Niner faithful is strong. Yeah, for sure.
So,
and it's like, you know, because growing up, especially in the 80s, like the only Samoan that we knew that was in the NFL was Jesse Sapolu in the 80s. Yeah. So I think,
and then Junior Seau came out later. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
'90s was definitely Seau for sure. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
So I was living in San Francisco during the '88 and '89 back-to-back Super Bowls.
Oh.
Yeah, and I remember everything like it was yesterday, and that's what, you know, drew my love for football is my dad, my uncles, my family representing the Niners, and so as a kid, I grew up a Niner fan. But when I moved up here, the Seahawks started winning in about 2000 when Holmgren came. And I put the Niners on the back burner and became a 12 in like 2002. And ever since then, I've just been a 12, man.
Dude, we're just so similar stories. So, you know, it's crazy. So just some similarities that I brought up in the beginning of the podcast that I wanted to bring up. So, just, well, now with that story too, is like, so my dad, he had his basic training in Texas. So when he first came to the States, he was at his basic training. So he became a Cowboys fan because they it was like Texas. the '70s. Good. The Cowboys are good.
They were in the late '70s.
America's team.
So like he was a Cowboys fan. So I grew up kind of like a Cowboys fan, kind of watching like with him too, you know?
Yep.
But then, my dad left to do he left to go to Phi Phi Al school, and I went to UW, and you know, by that time it's like Cowboys weren't really good anymore, and you're right, it was kind of like that, and I was like, dude, I live in Seattle, like actually Seattle now, like and it's like the Seahawks are here, and so it's like all their games are on TV, so that's kind of my same. So
yeah. This is my home.
Yeah, so I switched over too. I switched over from being a Cowboys fan to like being a Seahawks fan, and then that's the same thing. Because I was like, dude, I live in Seattle. Like this team, like I go by the stadium like every other day. You know what I mean? It's like I'm gonna like this team regardless. But
So yeah, back then it was what Quest,
Quest Field.
I'm glad you made that move. Because, like, my story I tell to people about the sports team is they always say, why did you change over? You know, you're a traitor. Yep. But when I was young and the emotional attachment of winning a Super Bowl and being surrounded by your family, that was, like, the best memories of my dad, my family, my brothers, when we were in San Francisco winning Super Bowls. So when I moved up to the Northwest, they didn't – nobody knew about – winning a Super Bowl. They didn't know about that feeling. So when the team so when the team started winning, I was ready. I was like, nah, it's time.
I want boys.
I was like, I want I said I want everybody here in the Pacific Northwest to get a Super Bowl win because they need to know what that feeling is. And when we won, oh shit. It unleashed the beast, man. You can see it now. Yeah. Everywhere you go is 12s, man.
He was lucky. Him and him and my older two boys, they got to go to the parade.
But the
that was a great day. That was one of the I used to work right there by the stadium. So basically like half the office wasn't even at work. But yeah, I mean
I wanted to go.
I remember going into work at like 6 because I tried to get as much work done like before the parade started at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Then, but yeah, it was one of the best days of my life. It was cold. It was
super cold.
Yes, it was super cold.
It was like the coldest day ever, but it was one of the funnest days of my life because it was just like the whole city was celebrating.
I mean, you had people from Canada coming down. You had people from Oregon coming up. It was, I mean, I wanted to come and I told my husband, I was like, there is no way I'm getting on a Sounder train. It is ridiculous. Yeah,
if you weren't on a train, before 7 o'clock, it was like, it was almost impossible. It was like, you know, if you're trying to get on a train to come up because it was like so crowded.
Super packed, super packed.
The thing,
but if you don't mind me asking, what where did you or what were you doing or what did you do for work?
So I was doing part of a digital marketing company and we did like websites and like digital advertising stuff. But so it was and you know they it was pretty good culture there, like as far as being laid back and stuff. So they really allowed us to do like some fun stuff while I was there. So but yeah, so it was dope. It was like it was that was just like
you're
a fun day.
Is that
what you do now?
Techied out, right, bro?
No. What's that?
Yeah, I say you're a straight techied out, right?
No, I wouldn't say straight techied out, but it's like I'm just like so. When I came down here, I was just driving Uber and Lyft. I wasn't really looking for work like that
because
I was just. I feel like I was a little burnt out, and then Dad got sick, so then I stopped kind of working and stuff, and so like just starting to do these podcasts again is like kind of where my passion is lying at the moment. So that's kind of that's kind of
gotta follow your passion, man. You know,
that's exactly what I'm doing. You know, that's exactly why I wanted to do this. So
I hope the
I was just curious as to what.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just curious as to what your you know, what your career, what it is so that you do.
Right now. I did that for like the last, I did that since like 2011, 12. Yeah. Was like in that, in that realm. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I recently just went back to work.
In
December.
Right, yeah.
So it's no biggie.
Yeah.
I stayed home for a couple of years, took some time off, took that break.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a break.
Absolutely. Yep. That's exactly kind of what I'm doing right now. So
yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah,
I thank my husband. I'm like, thank you for my 2 years off. Okay, back to the grind. Back to the grind.
Well, well, we have a whole different mentality of what back to the grind means. And, you know, that's what we like to talk about on our podcast is just our journey and, you know, our end goal, our end game, you know, because there is an end game now, you know, not like before.
Well, it's great. Also, to bring back, I was like, man, I keep on trying to bring it up. I love how we just like Oh,
man. We could go on for days, man.
So, so there's the Dallas Cowboys. So the switching over to the Seahawks thing.
Yeah.
And then the fact that we kind of both moved to the Pacific Northwest almost around the same time. I was like 89. You were what, 93?
93.
So we're still kind of like that area. You're like a year older than me. You're 79. I was born in 80. And like, okay. So you were born in what, July?
August? Yeah, July 5th. But,
so you're July 5th. I'm June 26th, 1980. So okay. Like,
oh, we're honey,
like
you're old.
Our, right. So, so I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest out there.
You're
the
oldest on
right
our
now.
Podcast right now.
Yeah. Well, how old are you, Tyler?
I'm 82.
Okay. Oh, you're the so you're the baby for sure.
Yeah.
And then my middle name is Henry.
So, oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, my middle name is Henry. So both of my grandmas are half Chinese. So you were saying that your dad
is a lineman. He's got Chinese blood in him.
So yeah, so I'm my mom's So both of my grandmas were half Chinese. So then,
bro,
so that makes me quarter. So I'm actually quarter Chinese. That's why I look really Sangha. Yeah.
I told you, honey. I was telling him because he was showing me your picture. And I was like, oh, babe, he looks like he has Sangha in him.
Oh, yeah. Quarter. I'm quarter. I'm like full on 25% Chinese. Yeah.
Bro. See? You know what's my weakness, bro? The Chinese buffet.
Oh, yeah. You can still eat keto there. You can still eat keto.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's the Chinese buffet that I go to. They put like this like cheese sauce on the mussels. They have to refill that thing over and over because like I'm not eating any rice and I'm not getting full off of rice or any of the noodles. Uh-huh. So I'm literally eating like 12 of those on a plate at a time, just like. They're so good though. So that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite things to go eat at.
You guys are so similar. That is
that's
hilarious.
What I'm saying. I feel like that's why it's so crazy to have DJ Head. Like we have so many similarities. That's why
I wish we had met you when you were here. Crazy.
I'm already planning on coming down to Seattle to be in the original spot of where the Growing Samoan podcast is. So that
we talked about that.
I'm already planning it. Like it's coming up in the next couple months. So it might be we'll talk about it after the show, but like I already see it in the works because it's like there's so many similarities. It's just so weird.
Listeners. All you listeners, get ready because it's gonna go. It's gonna happen. And, we're gonna be in the studio on the Grown Samoan podcast with my man Hines
for sure.
And
he's gonna
bring all the keto treats. And,
hell yeah!
Is there keto liquor too? Because we like to drink a little something. I got some in my cup right now.
Whiskey and tequila are all good. Just make sure if you mix it, don't mix it with anything with sugar. Diet drinks are okay. Sparkling water is usually the best, but or just with the rocks, like tequila or whiskey on the rocks is all good too. Now, the biggest rage out lately has been the seltzer beers, So like if you go find Truly, White Claw, Truly, White Claw, there's Bon and Viv. There's Bud Seltzer's got their own now. So
I found
like a million different brands out now.
Hey,
as
honey.
As you have...
Honey, I found my diet calling. Keto it is, baby.
It might be. Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. So I've been looking my whole life for this.
But I'll tell you this. Be careful.
Yeah.
Because when you start doing keto and you start drinking, dude, you get faded faster. And then not only that, if you're losing weight... That's another reason why you'll get faded faster. So.
Right. So my husband has that Chinese, same like you,
dude,
right?
That's me, yeah.
So when he gets faded, he gets red. He gets very more Chinese.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's me all day. Dude,
I get the Sangha eyes. I get the squinty eyes.
Dude, that's me too, man. I'm excited for it.
I'm totally excited.
Same here, man. Okay. Can't wait.
So before we end this podcast, I just want to say, is there any tips out there that you guys have for people that want to like save or get out of debt or anything like that?
Oy.
So when we first started, this journey, the number one tip that helped me out was just taking your time. And by doing that, here's a big tip, is just take 10 minutes a day. Read something financially, you know, about finances, or okay. listen to a podcast. You know, that's how I started. I started slow. You know, I like to say, you like to take baby steps. You know, it's good to say baby steps.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, start off with 10 minutes a day. Listen to the Growing Samoan podcast. You know, 10 minutes a day. If you like it, you know, listen to more, you know, than 10 minutes. But find something to read. I have a couple of things like here you can read. I have three good books to start with. And number one is called The Richest Man in Babylon. And that's a real great book. It's an easy read. If you love the Bible, you can relate to like the literature, the language in it. It's kind of similar to that time, you know, in Babylon. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is what got me started, was a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And number three, Millionaire Next Door. Now, number two, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a great book because to me, it's just a gateway to personal, financial education. And it'll just open your mind, right? And the last one, Millionaire Next Door, is kind of like, it'll change your mindset of how millionaires make money. Like, your next door neighbor could just be a millionaire. You don't even know it. It's just because they know how to save money and, you know, not spend a lot, right? So, yeah, that's some tips right there. Listen to the podcast, read some books, and take your time, man.
Yeah,
everything takes time.
He definitely did the research. He did the reading and the podcast. I'm the I took over at the part where I'm the one, the negotiator. So I'm the one that's calling the debt collectors and every there's so many tips or so many steps to it, but I learned that you just can't avoid the bill collectors. When they call, sometimes, you know, eventually you'll get to the point where you're looking forward to them calling because you want to see what they can offer you just to get rid of one debt, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I took over after he did most of the research, talked to me about it. And by the time I got on, I pretty much took over the paperwork.
So, you guys are a team. That's
strengths
about,
and weaknesses,
you know?
Is how we look at it. Like, you have, if you're a couple, you know, definitely find out what one has in strengths and what the other has, because if you work together, then you can definitely beat it, you know, or get on top
of it. Yeah. And check out our podcast. We have so much information on there. And thank you, bro, Hines, for this bomb ass podcast you made.
I had such an awesome time.
You know,
the FT podcast is gonna
That's good.
I mean, no, it is. We made it, hun. We made it to the FT podcast. Right. That's my whole dream. We did it. I can, you know.
Right. Hey, be careful. You might be the next person. That's all you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Me neither.
I don't know about that. But man, I really appreciate you
anytime,
guys,
man,
taking out some time and jumping on the podcast. And so I'm so glad to promote you guys' Growing Samoan podcast. You can catch them on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast.
Thank you too, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate everything.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man.
I'll see you guys soon.
You take care. Thanks again.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.